saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Hey, it's Kristen from The Burt Show, and Atlanta United is celebrating pet owners at the match on Saturday, April 12th, as the Five Stripes take on the New England Revolution. So each order of the Pet Appreciation Pack is going to include an Atlanta United pet bandana for your furry friend, and a portion of each ticket purchased will be donated back to the Atlanta Humane Society, where I got my sweet boy, Cooper Boone. All right, get your tickets now or check out the entire game schedule at atlutd.com. That's atlutd.com. Atlanta United, unite and conquer.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, we are going to start with Amy, I should say, in a couple of seconds here. Woo! This one, it could get hot. So Amy knows that her boyfriend's mom doesn't like her, and she wants our help texting the mom to try to straighten things out, even though she doesn't know what's going on. Amy, do I have that right?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so where is this? Do you even know where this tension started?
Sometimes people hate you for no reason.
Don't I know?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I'll take that back. They got reason.
Yeah, honestly, like, I just felt this vibe from her from, like, the first time I even met her, where she was just like I could tell she wanted to have some distance. And I feel like the more that my boyfriend, like, had told her about, like, how close we were getting, the more, like, distant she felt, to the point where, like, I felt like she didn't like me, and like she didn't like how close I was getting to her son.
Is he a mama's boy?
A little bit, yeah. But I mean, but he's also so good to me. And they always say, like, you know, watch how a guy treats his mom, because mm-hmm. that's probably how he'll treat you.
Mm-hmm. I just want to make this clear right off the bat here that this mm-hmm. might be a complete waste of your time. That there might, mm-hmm. she just might be one of these moms that no girl is ever going to be good enough for my little boy. So no matter how much you try to kiss ass, no matter how much you extend an olive branch, not going to do you any good. So just go into this knowing that it might not be you.
I think I have that in my head. I'm still hopeful, but, you know, which is why I'm trying. But I get what you mean. So keep that in mind.
And I commend your efforts. And I do think that you should make an effort. So we'll reach out and we will try to do this. However, if it is not received well or not received at all, you in your heart know you tried. And at that point, mm-hmm. you can't control her or how she treats you. You can only control how you allow her to affect you. And so, and at that point in time, you're just going to have to accept the situation and make do with mm-hmm. it. But I do love the fact that you want to reach out, and you were like, okay, let's try to get, like you said, you don't have to, like, love each other, but let's just be cordial and respectful.
And we can always fall back if this doesn't work. We can always text her and just say, I am moving to another city with your son, and you will never see him again.
That's all. Has he verbalized what his stance is on this whole thing and how he feels about it all?
You know, he says, like, oh, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I don't really notice it as much. And, you know, he's like, oh, she's been like that with all my, you know, relationships in the past. And, like, yeah, obviously, because, like, we've been together longer than he has with any other girlfriend. Like, you know, I've gotten to know his mom, you know, more. I've been with her more times, and I, you know, see that tension more. But he, you know, he doesn't want to cause a fight. He doesn't really want to, like, ruffle any feathers. And, you know, if she was being outright, like, mean or rude to me in a way that, like, disrespected me, I'm sure he would stand up for me. But, like, he just, yeah, he says, like, well, you know, you guys are civil, and, like, you know, you guys just, you know, are different people. You don't quite understand each other's mm-hmm. perspectives. And so,
yeah, I had this experience with my ex-wife and my mom. My mom's difficult, my ex-wife, spirited. They grew up in very different environments. So I could feel the tension all the time. There was never a blowout. There was never any rudeness, but you could just always feel that tension. Have you guys ever been in that situation?
Yeah, where the energy just shifts and nobody really says anything or does anything. You just have this off energy.
And there's no sitting the two down because they're never going, there's nothing to settle, except they're just very different people.
Well, you sound crazy being like, the energies, the vibes are off.
The vibes are
even though everyone could agree that they were off, but there's nothing quantifiable. You can't be like, she vibed wrong at me. Like, you can't say that, even if you know it's there.
I mean, that's the way it was with my husband and my mom for the longest time.
That's the way it is with you and your husband.
It was the other day.
But that got settled because Bart kind of put his foot down at some point, didn't he?
No, not really.
It wasn't like
it. Just after, I think she just gave up.
I guess she ain't going anywhere.
You're not
going
to out-stubborn Bart?
No, you're not. No, because she always thought he was taking advantage of me, and per her conversation, they thought he was riding my coattails.
Oh.
Which, as you know, a parent, when you are, you know, the breadwinner, and they have these old school, I don't want to call it archaic, but ways of thinking that the man goes out and the provides and, you know, the woman stays home. And that wasn't the dynamic in our relationship. And it was very hard for them to, like, grasp onto that. But, of course, after you get to know him, you know he's a solid dude with a great heart and pulls his weight in other ways, just not monetarily. So I think maybe 10 years in when he proposed.
Better take it seriously. Yeah. I guess he's going to be around a while.
But
into seeing him as a dad, she has a completely different date.
All right, Amy, so hang with us here. When we come back, we will start texting your boyfriend's mom. And our only intention here, I think our goal is just to extend an olive branch. Be nice. If she takes it, great. If not, doesn't have to get mean or ugly or anything. Mm-hmm. But you did what you could do, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Burt Show Texting Tutor is coming up next.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, time to start texting or helping Amy text her boyfriend's mother, who's just kind of been cold to her. The energy's not right. They've never gotten into a fight or anything like that. But Amy just feels like mom has never accepted her, maybe never good enough, and would just like to, I don't know, extend this olive branch. And if she takes it, great. If not, then we just got to move on.
All right, texting tutor team. This is the goal, okay? We're going in to either make this better or keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just try not to make it worse.
Cassie, leave the studio.
You already looked over and saw the S eating grin on my face.
Somebody like this that, I mean, when Amy emailed us asking us to do this, she said the boyfriend's mother is awful to her. So that just, she just may be a miserable person, and miserable people love company, and we're not going to stoop to her level. So anything she says that could be cutting or hurtful, we are not going to engage in, because that's what she wants. That's what those type of people do, because they need that attention, even though it's negative attention.
I almost feel that once we extend this olive branch, I wonder if there's going to be a mentality from mom like, I got her. Like, now she knows that she's sort of the alpha dog, and it's not going to change anything, and it's actually going to make it worse.
Let her think that.
Okay.
And if she's a narcissist, she'll find some way to twist it into a bad thing. Like, can you believe she only invited me to brunch and not an all-day spa weekend? What am I, chopped liver?
So do you know anything about her, like what her likes are? Because if we're going to extend this kind of invitation to do something with her, then we might get on her good side if we're dangling something that she's really interested in.
Yeah, like if she loves ceramics, maybe you guys can go paint some pottery together.
She actually really likes going like antique shopping, or like, you know, just browsing.
Yeah.
And that's actually something that I like as well. So maybe that could be something that I suggest we do.
I don't care how in love I am. If I have to go antique shopping, then I'm breaking up.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's never going to work.
They creep me out. They're covered with other people's skin dust. Wash them.
Skin dust.
Yeah, but like years and years, all that grime, like that's what dust is. It's like particles from your skin. Yeah. And now you're buying someone else's skin dust.
Yeah, if it's ceramic, who thinks that? I do.
They need to change the signs. What? Not like garage sale or antiquing. It's a skin dust sale.
One day. One day only.
And yeah, with ceramics, if it goes bad, you can just throw her in the kiln.
There you go.
Dark mode.
Or break some of the ceramics and use one to slit her throat with.
Yeah, you guys can make matching daggers.
Wow. Reel it in. Wow. We have burn to death. We have slash across the throat.
And all stab her in the back.
Okay.
Look what skin dust started.
Okay.
My bad.
Antiquing it is, Amy.
You might want to call another a show that's stolen this idea from us. I think they would handle it with more maturity. All right, so antiquing.
Amy, when's the last correspondence you had with her? And have you ever had a correspondence with her via text?
I have, but it was like she wanted to, like, my boyfriend wasn't answering his phone.
Okay.
So she wanted to see, like, you know, hey, is he there? Can you get him? So that was like a week ago.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to, what do you call her? Do you just call her, what do you call her? Not behind her back, but to her face.
No, I just call her Mrs. Williams.
Really? You don't even use first name?
I like stupid better. But.
Abby!
I wouldn't leave
that.
It's dark Abby mode time. It's about that time.
You about choked on his drink.
I did. Almost went down.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's, she just wanted That's what she's always wanted me to call her. So okay.
All right, so we won't say anything. We'll just say, good morning.
Stupid bitch.
No! I specifically expressed going into this that we were supposed to either make it better or keep it the same, not make it worse.
Yeah, save your adult views for the therapist's office, all right?
Oh. All right, good morning, exclamation point. I am going antiquing this weekend and would love for you to join me if you are free.
Or do you want to dangle, are you free this weekend without her even knowing what it is? Or do you think we shoot up, like get her excited right off the bat?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of these things where like you're doing something and you're like, oh, my future mother-in-law likes this and you thought of her. So you're asking her to go with you. Wow.
Should we add in there then, hey, I'm going antiquing this weekend. I know you enjoy it. Would you like to join?
Perfect.
It's going to be funny when she say no.
Yeah.
I'm busy. Yeah, can't do it.
Yep. Go ahead, Amy. You, well, go ahead and text that out.
Good morning, okay, exclamation so, point.
Uh-huh.
I'm going antiquing this weekend.
Uh-huh. And I know you like it.
And I know that's something you enjoy. Would you like to come with me, exclamation point? Or would you like to join me, exclamation point?
Okay.
Or not exclamation, question mark. Would you like to join me?
Comma,
okay, so this is what I have. Good morning, exclamation mark. I'm going antiquing this weekend, and I know that's something you enjoy. Would you like to join me?
Yes.
I'm okay with that, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I'll send it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Now let us know when you see little dots.
Okay.
Yeah, I just think that I can almost see mom's getting the text going, oh, God, because this is just the headspace she's in right now, right? So we'll know probably immediately if she's into
this. She's going to think something's up. She's going to be like, I wouldn't be surprised if she was text you back and said, did my son put you up to this?
Mm.
Is he coming with us?
What's so good about the morning?
Don't you know antiquing and antiques are covered in people's dead skin cells and that's so gross? If it was a good morning, you would have dumped my son by now.
Okay, so I didn't see the bubbles, but I just got a text from her.
Okay.
She said, what are you looking to purchase? Antiques can be expensive, you know.
How about your love?
Oh. That's kind of fun.
I would respond back, just browsing. I enjoy looking.
Okay.
Should we add, thought it'd be fun for us to hang out, or is that laying on too thin?
Yeah, because we want to, like, be a little bit like coy, like, you know what?
Not even coy. The less you say, the less she has ammo to fire back at you.
This is exhausting. Do you really like this guy that much?
No, I'm so in love with him, and I feel, and we've talked about getting married one day, and so, you know, this is it for me, and I gotta just, you know, figure figure out how to get a better relationship with her.
Yeah.
Do I put just browsing, comma, I enjoy looking, period, or do I not put a period?
No, put a period. She's old.
Oh, okay. So just browsing, I enjoy looking.
And she probably hasn't had one of those in a while.
Oh, yeah, because menopause. Menopause joke.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to send it.
That was clever.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we right now? What's happening?
I sent it. I'm seeing the three dots.
She said, just browsing. I like to look.
I like to walk.
I enjoy looking.
We do sound very like... Please save that. 100% save that.
Oh, okay. So she just texted me. She says, I don't know that I will be available this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, I heard tickets out of hell are pretty expensive.
Look, this is exactly where I thought this was going to go. I don't think we should push here.
No, we don't. We do not at all. Just respond back. That's okay. ! Maybe next time. Period. Whoa.
Or we could be like, I'll bring you back something. Or, maybe we can grab lunch.
Or should she say something like, okay, if you change your mind, or if time becomes available, I'm going on Saturday.
Okay, yeah.
Morning.
Oh, I would just do this. Don't even say that's okay. Be like, okay. Maybe next time, period. If your schedule does happen to change, just let me know.
You try it.
Yep.
Should I put like a smiley face or just let me know, period?
I would do a smiley. Yeah.
No hurt.
Okay, like an emoji, like the character one from the iPhone or like the
character one from the iPhone?
What about just,
we're not cavemen.
An exclamation point.
Oh, okay. Which one?
At the end?
Yeah, at the end. I would do maybe next time, period. If your schedule changes, let me know, !
Okay. If your schedule changes, just let me know.
And it may be a case where you have to constantly, like maybe every couple of months or every month, make an outreach like this.
No way.
Why? You chip away at it.
I would give her I would do it three times and three strikes you're out. If she says no three times, then you need to put your energy somewhere else. That's when you have to accept this person for who they are and just roll with it.
Okay. So I sent it. Maybe next time, if your schedule changes, just let me know!
Perfect.
Let's see what she does with this. She might not answer at all. But I like your energy here, though. Like, you're not trying too hard. Mm-hmm. You're being nice. Here's something that we should talk about here before we let you go, though, Amy, is like at some point, I think your man's got to do something about this.
I agree.
Like, intervene at some point. Like, talk to his mom about, what's the beef going on here? Because... Amy wants nothing except to be close to you or have a great relationship with you. So what's your beef, man?
And something as easy as telling his mom, listen, you don't have to be her best friend, but you will respect her and treat her kindly.
That's it. That's the one right there.
I mean, that's seriously bare minimum when interacting with another human, period.
And then kiss your mom goodbye. You'll never see her again.
She don't want to lose her baby boy.
That's true.
Yeah, and I would love that. I know he's someone that, he tries to avoid conflicts all the time. Like, he's a very much a people pleaser. And, of course, he, wants to please his mom. He wants to please me. So, no, I love that idea. I think I just... I don't know if he would say it in those words, but I really like that idea.
No, seriously, Amy. The next time she treats you awfully or does something that you think is over the line, you need to tell your boyfriend, listen, I don't need your mom to be my best friend, but I do need her to treat me with respect and kindness. And that's up to him to relay.
There you go.
Yeah. I love that. Thank you.
Yeah. Kill her with kindness or one of those little ceramic pieces that we were talking about earlier. One way or the other. She's going down. Okay. All right, Amy, let us know if she changes her mind over the weekend. Maybe we'll talk to you early next week if she does, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
I think you should.
You did a good thing today, girl.
I think you should actually pray she doesn't change her mind. sounds miserable and exhausting. All right, Amy, we'll talk to you soon.
Here, Bird Show.
It's gotten sad.
You just look directly at me.
It's just gotten sad, Abby. I mean, dating life of Abby is just, it's a sad place. It's a dark, sad place. And it's the ghosting aspect of it that's happening over and over and over again that is very curious.
It's funny because I feel like I'm kind of at my I'm not saying I'm peaking, but I'm like, I'm the hottest I'll ever be. I'm the most successful I'll probably ever be. And yet I can't do anything right, seemingly, to lure in the right guy. I feel like I used to joke about how bad my dating life was. Like, I was like, oh, it's so bad. And now I feel like I almost spoke it into existence. Because instead of it just kind of be like, ha-ha, left funny bad, it's ha-ha. Left funny sad.
I will tell you this before Jackson tries to solve the riddle of all the ghosting that's going on in your life, that I read this morning and I was thinking of you. 78% of Americans who have used a dating app within the past year are tired of the scene or seeing the same people over and over and over again. Women seem to be more tired of swiping, with 80% of women feeling totally burned out on dating apps compared to about 74% of dudes.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally burned out. And it's funny because I feel like there were two or three guys that I was talking about somewhat recently that I was like really kind of pumped about. And what's so funny is I was quiet quitting the dating apps right before that happened. And I feel so cheated because until I met those people, I was like totally fine with getting off the apps and focusing on my mental health. And now I'm like, wow, I really just got roped into this again for nothing.
I do feel like we are getting close, especially when you look at statistics like that, that you're getting close to these dating apps just not being a thing anymore. And you go to the old school way where you actually meet people face to face. Craziness.
Well, I've just been to so many weddings where they all meet on the dating apps that I'm like, it's working for somebody. It's just not working for me.
All right, Jackson, how do we solve this, bro?
Yeah, Abby, your dating woes have been well documented on the show. We all know that. And we've posed a few different challenges and ways that we could think that we could solve it. I remember, Bert, it started with you thinking that by paying less attention and trying less hard when it comes to dating apps and these guys that are out there, maybe that will spark, you know, some sort of attraction that happens. It's kind of one of those things where the less you try, the more things sort of come to you and happen, you know, going your way.
Men are hunters. Let them hunt.
Let them hunt.
I'm trying. I feel like I'm roadkill. I'm just laying out in the middle of the road. I'm like, come on and get me.
And we all know that that month challenge, while you did complete the challenge, it didn't quite work the way that we thought it would. And now you're on this kind of streak of getting ghosted. And so through all these conversations that we've had both on and off air, I started doing a little bit of thinking into my single past and what I was doing on these dating apps. And I remember I had also gotten to a burnout point where I think that the biggest part of the burnout was not the swiping aspect of it, but it was just the dry conversations that you have. It feels like you're in this sort of Groundhog's Day where you're having the exact same boring conversation over and over and over again with these people that you're matching with, right? And so I remember I moved to New York for a summer for a job training thing that I had, and I changed my location to New York, and I was very excited about, you know, the prospects that were up there, very different than they are here in Georgia. And after, you know, a week of doing the same song and dance and falling into the same traps that I had when I, you know, had my location here locally, I made one change that changed my entire experience on these dating apps, and I want to share that with you and see if that works for you. Okay?
Here's your magic pill.
So again, I'm talking about the conversations that are so boring and repetitive. And really, ultimately, I feel like you are similar to me, where we shine in person. We shine a lot more on the first interactions versus over messaging on these apps or texting or what have you, right? And so I always just wanted to get to the first date as quickly as possible, right? And so I ended up changing my bio, and the very first thing that I would message to these girls that I was matching with, and it was just a copy and paste that I would send to every single match that I had. And it was something along the lines of, hey, we're probably on this app for the same exact reason. I'm sick of dealing with all the BS of having the same conversations over and over again. Let's go out and let's get a drink. Like right out the gate. No questions about who you are, what you do, like none of those questions. And this worked surprisingly well for me, because in my success rate on taking people out really honestly exponentially increased through that. And I think it has multiple benefits. One, you get off the app as quickly as possible and you get to go meet these people in person and find out and figure out who they are, right? And two, I think a lot of those filler questions that you ask at the beginning, like what do you do for work?
work? How many siblings do you have? Those are all like good sort of intro conversation point, topic points to have during a first date. It eases your way into the conversation.
But you're talking to the wrong person because Abby wants these guys to ask her out.
Yeah, I'm a lady, Jackson.
I think we passed it.
That's exactly it.
Because right now you're a lonely lady.
You gotta stop picking it up.
But they do raise an interesting point. Would that work the other way around?
Yeah, I think that's so. That's what I'm asking.
I think it would too.
I really do. And you know, I get it. You want to be courted. You want to have them put in the effort, but let them prove that to you in person. Don't make them do that on over the app.
Here's why I love this idea so much, right? Because really then only what you're using the app for is to get to the face to face like we used to have to do old school, right? So, and you're using for you, you guys say that you're better in person. So you're playing to your strength. So that literally is like, I don't want to do this back and forth. Let's do this. If we're going to do it, let's do it in person. I'd love that.
Here's my one hang up with me asking them out is I'm attracted to a very specific personality type. And I think women do this a lot in like the early days of dating somebody is we kind of give like these little tests just to kind of see like what your character is like and what your personality is like. And for me, I think a part of that test is, are you forward enough to put your pride on the line and ask me out? And to me, I'm like, I feel like I'm sort of, even though it sucks, I feel like I'm sort of whittling it down by waiting for them to ask me out, period. Because if I have to ask you out and it's on Bumble and I've already made the first message, I'm like, do I have to be pretty talented, smart, funny, and ask you out? Do I have to do everything?
I think you let them prove that to you for maybe a second date or on the date, let them do like, you know, throw out those feelers on how they initiate things. Just let that happen after the first interaction, because I feel like when you put these feelers out, these testers over messaging, sometimes you're not going to find out the answer for 1, 2, 3 weeks, you know, and you're wasting a lot of time doing that. Whereas if you just get straight to the point and then let them figure that out later on, I think you can get your answer of a yes or no much sooner.
I also feel like for that guy that you're looking for, like if you do want the guy that's going to lead and take initiative and do all of those things, you asking him for the first date is not going to change that. He's still going to be that guy. He'll find the time to pick up and become that. So I think it's a great idea.
I want to play a video for you guys a little bit later that will tie us back to this. And it's a dude questioning, like, where are all the masculine men at? You know, because really what you're asking here is for a guy to, quote unquote, I know some of you hate this term, man up. Ask me out. Mm-hmm. You know, take some control, right? And I think guys are getting like mixed messages if we're supposed to be like that, if that's an attractive
facts.
An attractive attribute or not. So we're not exactly sure what to do anymore.
I think it's really attractive. And I'm not saying I'm looking for someone at the level of Travis Kelce, but I look at what he did for Taylor Swift, making that friendship bracelet, putting his masculinity on the line and publicly going for it. Like, that's the energy I'm looking for.
I get it. I mean, I still think that it's worth a shot because right now we're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
There is no barrel.
The barrel sucks.
This is The Bert Show.
Kristen's bad take of the week.
You never have to look too far for stupid opinions on the internet. But Kristen brings you the worst of the worst. It's Kristen's bad take of the week.
This is a debatable bad take. All right. So is it a bad take or is it not a bad take? That is what we are going to decide right here. So I came across Ariel Yovanko's TikTok, and her premise is, if you got to be sexy to get me, you got to stay sexy to keep me.
Love should be unconditional, but hear me out. If you had to be sexy to get me, you got to stay sexy to keep me. I don't like this idea of getting comfortable in a relationship because you want it to look good in order to attract the partner. So why don't you want to look good for your partner once you have them? You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you get comfortable in the terms of, like, I don't know, farting or something. But other than that, it's like, why would you give up on trying to look good? You know, it's not because you're going out there and trying to attract other people. It's because I feel like it's almost like something you owe to your partner. I don't know. I feel like some people might not agree with me, but that's just my opinion.
All right. So the take is, if you got to be sexy to get me, you got to stay sexy to keep me.
I somewhat agree with it.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at that take if you keeping the same energy. And that's why.
For yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to have the same expectations for myself. So, yeah, I see nothing wrong with both of us trying to keep the sexy in this thing.
I know that we say the physical part of it is superficial, but I think that there is something to it. I do think that there's something to be physically attracted to each other. I understand that changes through the years, and we're not going to look the exact same we did when we met each other. But I do think the effort should be there for both to put the effort in to be attracted to each other. Now, sexy, that's a definition that is very different for different people. But I think there's something to this, yes.
Yeah, like mental health issues aside and any other like exterior factors that could affect how someone may appear, I don't completely hate the take. Like, I think with anything else in life, if you reach a certain standard to get that, like a job or something else like that, you're expected to stay at that certain aptitude level to keep that job. So why would we feel any differently when it comes to our romantic partners?
I felt attacked. But I think it's because of the season of life that I'm currently in. So I do not look like I do when, you know, I married my husband from a physical standpoint, right? And plus, you know, throw a kid in the mix. And then if you're taking just actual body out of it, like you see what I'm wearing today. I'm wearing sweatpants. I'm wearing flip-flops. I'm wearing a t-shirt. I'm not, you know, my hair. I didn't brush my hair this morning. I don't have any makeup on. And I'm just a really tired, full-time working mom right now, mm-hmm. right? And so I think maybe once Jimmy gets in school or, you know, he gets a little older and he's more, you know, self-independent, that might change. But I'm in a position where staying sexy is not a priority right now. Mm-hmm. Keeping my kid alive is.
Mm-hmm. You know, if that's how you want to run your relationship and you're open and upfront about that, then go ahead, do you. But my thing is, attractiveness is all relative. I'm not attracted to the same things I was when I was like 25. I feel very differently about the types of people I'm attracted to. And it doesn't allow for growth or change. And so that's what I don't love. It's not actually unconditional love. Now, if you're talking about a full-on lifestyle change and the person, I think that's what a lot of it is too. Like if you go from dating someone who's like a gym rat and y'all love doing that together, then all of a sudden they're a couch potato and you don't share those common interests. It's easy to say, well, I'm not attracted because of your appearance, but it's deeper than that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, if that's what you want, be open with your partner, but it just doesn't allow you guys to grow as a couple together.
Yeah, it's not just all about the physical. I think sexy also has to do with effort. So when you're putting in effort to stay looking a certain way, or at least trying to, if not improve, keep, you know, the physical part of your relationship alive, I think that's sexy.
I do too.
I think that's super sexy.
The Burt Show.
Pretty much one thing said by all listeners about each of us in here that has not been said about Rebecca yet. And frankly, she wants to be part of the club.
Yeah. I'm really wondering why not me? Because listeners say a lot. Mm-hmm. As the Burt Show social media producer, I've seen a lot of comments.
Your job sucks, bro. That job really sucks.
I have to say, the vast majority of comments from listeners are so kind, mm-hmm. and engaging and interesting, but there is a vocal minority of people who comment things that make me concerned, mm-hmm. that they drive on the same road as me.
I'm assuming that you see these comments from the same people over and over again. They're repeat offenders.
It is interesting how you'll see the same names kind of pop up.
How odd.
Yeah, I know.
How odd, Kristen.
I know.
Yeah, they kind of clock in every morning.
So here's the thing, you know, and I know we're going to have a fun break here, but here's the thing, and I mentioned it yesterday also. Just imagine waking up in the morning and something on your agenda is to try to make somebody else feel crappy. That's you're waking up and that's your agenda. You're a freaking loser.
Yeah. That's got to be a rough life.
So, loser. I have a hard rule. I don't check out the Facebook comments anymore. But just out of curiosity, does Elaine still hate me?
Elaine?
Yes.
I honestly haven't seen an Elaine.
So I've befriended her. We've been going out. We've been hanging out at Braves games. I met her last night after our meal. Yeah, she's still not a fan of you.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, at least she's not like pushing it out there on the internet.
There was one man who, this is not bad, but there was one man who every Christian break would just comment on like the Facebook video, boo.
See, that's funny. At least that's funny, man.
That I can appreciate.
It is.
He was
right?
Really consistent. But ever since I started, which this is today is actually my 3-year anniversary.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right.
Can you believe?
Here, yeah. I got you this.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, that was nice.
That's a beautiful ballpoint pen you had sitting there for the last
the Burt
year.
Show pen.
Was waiting for the right opportunity. Clearly, that is now.
It's not even a Burt Show pen. It's just like a generic pen.
It's a thought that counts. But there has consistently been one type of comment that has been made by Burt Show listeners ever since I got here. And it's something that Burt Show fam loves to do. They love to ship us.
Yeah.
Abby, when she brought Mikey to the table last week, that was just a textbook example.
Mm-hmm.
I think listeners, they listen to us talk or they watch us talk and hear us laugh. They see that we have great chemistry and naturally their next inclination is to think, they should kiss.
People have said online for years that I'm in love with Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the classic.
Yeah.
I have the list.
Okay. Oh, and the list of chefs.
Obviously, Bert is in love with Kristen.
They should definitely kiss. Duh.
I mean, their will they, won't they dynamic.
I mean,
years.
They should have seen what we did on vacation. We did more than kiss.
When's the last time you kissed down to a man? I can supply you with that.
Well, we are the same height, so we would be kissing straight on.
I'm at an age where I'm shrinking, though, so give me a year.
Oh. Tommy has a crush on Kristen.
Oh, he does.
God, you are a real hot commodity,
thank
man.
Look at you.
Kristen is also in love with Mo.
Oh.
What?
How about that?
I didn't know.
I
you
felt
know,
it.
After I saw that sweatpant pic, how could that be?
I can't blame you.
Thank you.
That wasn't love.
I'm in lust with Mo.
It's going to be awkward, though, because Mo is in love with Katie.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Has to be.
Because you've always had a thing for lesbians.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're both black. So, right? Of course.
Interesting you say that because both the black lesbians are obviously together as well.
Oh.
Amber and Katie.
Oh. Of course. Yes.
God put them right in front of each other and they've denied this.
Destiny.
Abby has been paired with both Jackson and Mikey.
Mm.
And Tommy, I already said Tommy has a crush on Kristen.
Yep.
Okay. My favorite underrated ship, Kaylee and Cassie.
Oh, enemies to lovers.
Yes.
those two would shake the paint off if they ever got together. I really believe so.
I would like to offer you a gift because you want to be shipped so badly.
Yeah, my name is missing from that list.
And you want to know who the listeners ship you with.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like for all the listeners that want to see Rebecca ship with someone, DM me on Instagram at the Abby Murphy. Tell me who you want Rebecca to be shipped with.
Uh-huh.
And then because you were so kind to write me fanfic about my favorite singer, I'm going to write a fan fiction about you and whoever the listeners ship you with.
What a gift.
Oh my God, that's very generous.
Do you want to put a request in?
Beggars can't be choosers. I'll take anyone at this point.
She'll even take past Burt Show members. Like, they don't even have to be on the show anymore.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
We will ship you with somebody by the end of the day today. You will have fan fiction, Abby. I think that's a wonderful idea.
That's all I'm asking. Just consider me in your Burt Show fantasy.
The Burt Show.